many in here that don't have prayer cards and wants to be prayed for? I want somebody that got prayer cards. Raise your hand. All right. You ain't got a prayer card, lady? You want to be prayed for? Sitting right there? I don't stand up to your feet just a minute. I don't know you. You're a perfect stranger to me. God does know you. Isn't that right? You believe me to be his servant? With all your heart? If our Lord Jesus is raised from the dead, I testify the truth. And if the truth is the truth, God's obligated to give the truth. They're suffering with high blood pressure. Isn't that right? That's right. Raise up your hand. Here's another thing. You're not from here. You come from New York City, somewhere up in that country there. You come this way. You've been in a meeting before. You were in a meeting, and that was, I see Mrs. Brown, an old woman, standing. It was in a New York meeting. It was my meeting. And you were healed. And you had cancer, didn't you? And you're healed of high blood pressure now. Go on, you're all rejoicing. Jesus Christ, make you whole. You believe to be the Son of God? Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe all things. If you can believe it, God can do it. That little girl sitting there has kidney trouble, doesn't she? You're her grandmother, aren't you? There's the other right behind you that has kidney trouble too, is that right? You're the grandmother of the child. Put your hands over on him. Almighty God, I condemn that devil. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ, her baby. You leave him. Don't fear. Have faith, believe. Lady sitting right there has a back trouble, don't you, lady? Sitting right here, right in there. Have a back trouble. Jesus Christ makes you whole now. You can go home. You don't have no prayer card or nothing else. You don't need any. Just go home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you. Sitting right here, you have a kidney trouble also. Lady, have heart trouble with it. That lady with a splinter in her hand. Is that right, lady? A kidney and heart trouble. That's right. Raise up to your feet. You accept Jesus as your healer? It turns light around you. How am I knowing these things? That sends that pillar of fire. It's like, oh, you can see it's out above the lady's head. There it is, standing there. Go home, lady. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and get well. Hallelujah! You see what I mean? It's nothing bogus. It's the power of the resurrection Jesus Christ. Look and live. Believe with all your heart. What do you think about a lady sitting there with a red dress on? There's a dark shadow between you and I. The Holy Spirit's speaking to me. It's positive. It's true. You're bothered with a nervous condition. Isn't that right? You're together. You know what it is? It's a change of life. It's menopause, or at least that's what your doctor said. That's right. Raise up your hand like this and shake it. That's right. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Your face has seemed like the woman with the healing garment. Oh! Challenge your faith. Look and live. Praise be to God. There he goes, moving right over this corner. The lady standing there. You got something wrong with your back, lady. It's in your spine. Stand up to your feet just a minute. I say it's in your back, it's in your spine. Isn't that right? You believe me to be God's prophet? You do? Doctor can't do anything about that, can he? He tried, but he failed. There's nothing to be done. Here she might know I'm God's prophet. You've got a mother, and she has something wrong with her eyes. It's the cataract on her eyes. She's sitting in front of you. Isn't that right? It's your mother. Is that true? That's right. Say you ain't your name is May. Your first name? Your last name Paul, isn't it? Yes, sir. Don't you live 74 Broad Street here? All right, lay your hand over on your mother. Satan, you're defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the woman! You think I'm crazy? I'm not! The Holy Spirit is here predominating. What do you think about me? You had your hand laying on her then, on your friend there, sitting next to her. You had headaches all the time, don't you? Stand up on your feet. You had your hand on a woman, I've seen that angel jump from her to you. Now try. You had persistent headaches. Starts in the back of your neck. Coming up. Just a tunnel I had you going through also. Don't worry about it. Going to leave you. I'll see you later on. You're not, I ain't got nothing on your head then. You're all right. You're going to be well. You're right. You believe it? I see you are going into a house with a number of 110. That's your number, 110. Muller Street or something like that, isn't that right? You answer the name of Alice, don't you? Raise up your hand and answer to Jesus Christ as it's covered and healed. Hallelujah! Do you believe me? Stand to your feet, every one of you right now. It's moving all over you. Everywhere except your healing right now. Lord God.
Now may the Lord Jesus bless you. Now be reverent. Now, mother, keep your babies near you, especially in a case of epilepsy. That's the one thing. It's got away from me so many times, and I've seen it strike as many as 20 at a time in a building. And I'm not responsible for critics. That's state law. I have to say that. If you're here to critics, don't you stay in the building now. Remember, you come up with something wrong with you, well, I'm not responsible. But if you are a Christian and a believer and set humble and obey what he says do, then you're always welcome. Now, let's pray again. My Heavenly Father, I have told these people that you have raised from the dead, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that your power is just the same. The same things that you did when you were here in flesh, you promised to do it through our flesh. For you said, the things that I do shall you also. And we see the ministry that you have. Not a great boaster to go around and claim to be a healer, but you walked before the Father, and you did just as he told you to do. Now, Lord Jesus, this poor unworthy servant of yours, but for your glory and for the sake of the gospel, I submit myself to thee. Now I let the Holy Spirit, the angel of God, come to thy service and use me, Father, and speak the ministry of your resurrected Son, that the word of God might be fulfilled, that when the day of judgment comes, that this group of people in New York here will not have an excuse, but they'll know that you've raised from the dead, and your gospel says that you're coming, and we believe it. And the things that you said that you'd do, do it now, Father, and we will praise thee, for we ask it for God's glory in the name of his Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, would that everybody be just as quiet as you possibly could be? Don't move. My boy is here somewhere. Stand back in there with Brother Gardner and them. He'll know when to take me and from the meeting, and I want you to believe. Now, this lady here, come to me. Now, let me say this with a solemn warning. Be seated, be quiet. For I'm not responsible from here out on what happens to unbelief or disobedience. No matter what he tells you, do it right then. Just be ready now. Now, I believe this is the patient here. I am waiting for his presence to come to me. Of course, I'm just a man. You know, I'm talking much that way. Usually the manager does the talking. And the platform man, and this little meeting, I taught myself, and the first thing you know, you have to wait a moment, maybe sometime, on the anointing of the Holy Spirit for him to move. Now, I guess the engineers can, I don't know how loud it talks, so they probably regulate it so that you can hear when one strikes, it's just about over then. And I pray that he will, for God's glory, and for the glory of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that he'll help tonight and help me and anoint me with his Spirit, that for the glory of God, and may he grant. Now slowly, let's all just hum this like this. Not Lord, I believe, but now I believe. Let's sing it quietly. Now I believe. All things are take every spirit here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for the glory of God. I suppose, ladies, and you being the first patient here tonight, I want to talk to you just a moment. And see now that you are a Christian, or your spirit comes in you often. Now, you could have been an infidel, or you could have been a critic. If you was, I don't know. But you're a believer, and your spirit comes to me now. But now, our master talked to the woman at the well until he found where her trouble was. And then when he talked, he found her trouble. He revealed what her trouble was, and she believed right then that he was the Messiah. Now, you and I are strangers, are we? We don't know either. Is that right? Just raise your hand to the audience and see that we're perfectly strangers to each other. I know nothing of you, never seen you in my life, or know nothing of you. This is our first time meeting, but yet I know that you're a Christian. Quickly, that detects one thing. The same Spirit that was upon our Lord has said this to Nathanael when he comes, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." Now, if our Lord Jesus will, does anybody in the audience know this woman? Does anybody here know her? All right. Well, then you know whether she's a truthful woman. She is. That's right. Well, now, if the Holy Spirit will let me know what that woman is here for, how many out there will believe at that minute? Believe right then, say, "I'll accept it." May he grant it, sister. My trust is in him that he will do it. And you like to live here? Just a conversation, maybe. Now, you are aware now that there's something going on. Now, if the audience could only see at this time his presence that's coming between you and our eyes, and you are suffering with an asthmatic condition. You do a lot of coughing and with asthmatic, a dry cough. And you've just had some trouble just recently. It was, it's been about a year ago. You had a hemorrhage, a brain hemorrhage. And you've been a believer for a number of years. I've seen you go back to a young woman. And you've had some healing back. It was a man. It's a man who's just coming out to the dress of today. It was your husband. He had there must have been a rheumatism or something, a crutch or something, look out, and you've been a believer for a number of years, and you're healed. God bless you. You may go on your road and rejoice in Jesus Christ. Makes you well. Come, will you, sir? Do you believe? You believe with all your heart. We're strangers to each other, I suppose, sir. Oh, you're in the same sense, still in the area. Well, you spoke to me. Well, I wouldn't know nothing about you. We're just strangers that much. Do you believe that God can tell me what your trouble is?
Yes,
you do. Well, if he will do it, will you accept him then as your healer? Your trouble is a growth, and the growth is on your leg. It's on the left leg, just above the knee. Is that right?
Yes.
You accept him as your healer? And then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke this growth. May it leave you and go out. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go rejoicing, happy, praising God for your healing. You're believing? Only have faith. Don't doubt. In the audience now, it left me and went over the audience. That lady sitting there in black looking at me. You're suffering with a
a nervous condition, isn't it? Causing all the stomach trouble. His food sours in his stomach and things. So he's had a lot of trouble too from sorrow. He's just lost a loved one. I believe it's with a husband or something. It's been killed or something. And that's what's making you nervous. That's true, but your stomach trouble has left you, sister. You're a healer now. Your faith has saved you. You're going your way now and rejoice. A lady sitting back there with nervous too, looking this away, nervous trouble. Don't fear, sister. You're going to be all right. And you're sitting there with like got a feather in your hat hand. You suffer the nervous condition too. Don't fear. You're going to get all right. Have faith in God. Just be reverent. Believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for. Now, suppose here, is this the patient does? We are strangers to each other, lady. I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life. And of course, you know, standing here talking to you, you're aware that you're in the presence of something besides your brother. If the audience can look at the patient when he comes, that's when it strikes them. The lady realizes, the more I would talk to you, the more he'd reveal it to me. But if the Lord Jesus will just show me what your trouble is, would you believe on him with all your heart? You suffer with a heart trouble. You have heart trouble. And you're not from this country. And you've got a husband as a black-headed man. He parts his hair and combs the back like that. And he's a minister. And his name is Harry Nunn, Reverend Harry Nunn. And he suffers with a back trouble. And you're from Canada. Take that handkerchief that teardrop on just then and lay it on him. You're both healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, go on. Have faith in God. You believe with all your heart, all your soul, just have faith now. Don't doubt, but believe with all your heart. And you will certainly can receive what you ask for. If you'll just have faith to believe, you should not need anyone more. His presence is here. I see a black spirit hanging out there. You have epilepsy, don't you? That lady sitting with a red thing around. He's pulling at it. You've had those things, have spells of falling out. You're stranger to me, but that's right, I've got dark, evil spirits. Bow your head, everybody. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, he knows this time, son. Come out of her, thou evil spirit. I adjure thee by the living God that she shall not hear no more. Leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. I see, stand up to your feet, lady, accept your healing. Now the rest of you can raise your heads if you wish to. All right, God bless you, lady. Go home rejoicing and praising God. Now the audience wants to say praise the Lord by giving God is a spirit of worship. Give him praise. He's worthy. He wants to be praised. There's no reason for any person going out of here tonight without being made perfectly whole. And you believe, lady, with all your heart, you believe me to be his servant, his prophet. If I wouldn't even say one thing to you, what's wrong? Just pray for you, lay hands on it. You'd believe it anyhow, wouldn't you? You'd believe it anyhow. But you want me to find out what's wrong with you because you don't even know yourself. That's right. And so they can't tell what's wrong with you. You got something wrong with your liver, you face the cancer. And that's exactly what it is. Is that right? That's right. Well, that's why I tell you Jesus Christ has healed you. Would you believe it? Would you accept it? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, you come to send this woman to a premature grave, come out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, drop on her. Now, sister, just return happy, rejoicing, and do what you want to, and pray as the Lord Jesus bless you. Oh, how I love Him, how His presence, His grace, anointing, blessings, and power upon the people. Now, I wish you'd just all stand and see what's going on now. It's just all over the audience. Surely you can believe. Amen. Oh my, remember this, that I say this in the name of the Lord, you pastors here tonight, that there'll be days after this, even weeks, that some of your congregation will be coming to you and saying, women saying the female trouble left me. I don't know, it just left me. People's stomachs or other diseases will come and say they were healed. They're healed, but just moving through them so fast, I can't see where it's going. Their faith is making them whole. Surely you can believe me, I speak the truth, and God testifies that I'm telling you the truth. Oh, don't sit back in a shell. Let your faith be known to God. Believing. Why do you need to, we're before His presence, His majesty, the King of Heaven. May His blessings be upon you all as you have faith. You're the patient, sir? Well, excuse me, I'm not beside myself, but it's, we're strangers to each other. But there's neither of us stranger before God. God's noticed both, since we were born, He fed us every bit of the food we ever eat, put the clothes on our back, give us the water we drink and the air we breathe. Now we being strangers, born miles apart perhaps, and all God can reveal to me, oh, if He so desires, something. Now, if He was standing here with this speech that He gave me, He couldn't heal you if you're needing healing. I don't know what you're needing, but if he couldn't heal you if He was standing here. Because He'd tell you, I did that at Calvary. But the only thing that He could do to let you know that it was Him, He would know who you was or what about you and all like that. Isn't that right? Or as far as knowing who you was. That sometimes strikes people. They said, that is Scripture. Oh, yes, it is. Didn't Jesus say, you're Simon, and from this on your name will be called Peter? Is that right? It's sure. Well, my, don't get things suspicious. You hinder the service. Now, if God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept your healing if you need it? Or if it's whatever you need. If it's domestic, finance, whatever it is. If you've got a good reason for it, God will hear the reason. You're a believer. You're not a critic. You're a believer. And you're suffering with a heart trouble and a nervous condition. That is right. Say there's been some contact. You got a wife, and she's real nervous. And in some way, I see you sending something. It's a message. It's a telegram, or some message you sent to me, and I've sent you you had a real bad spell, and I've sent you a little cloth or something that you wore on you. That's the truth. That wasn't me, that was Him. Now it's me. Are you heard that voice just saying? That wasn't me. That was Him, whatever He said, the truth isn't. It's the truth. I see you, your name is Arthur, and your last name is Binshaw, something like that, and you live at 150 Moore Street. You live in an apartment, and your apartment number is 9B, is that right? So, lay your hands on your wife also. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the man be healed. our faith in God. Don't disbelieve, but believe all things are possible. What do you think about a little lady sitting there with your arms folded? You're suffering with a bowel trouble, aren't you? What about if God, if your face could reach up here and touch me, you know what you are, and you're sitting there, impossible for me to know you? You got eye trouble and bowel trouble, isn't that right? Jesus Christ heals you of it. Stand on your feet and accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lord Jesus. What do you think sitting there, sir? You sit with a rectal trouble. Isn't that right? Just a moment. There's a dark street running from the man. Now wait, there's something else in the building that's wrong there. That's what's coming over here to this man with his hand up? A husband and wife sitting there. And you both are bothered with rectal trouble. Is that right, the both of you? Raise up your hands if that's wrong. Now you all three can go. Jesus Christ makes all three of you well. You can go on to be well. Praise be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings on sister and healer in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Now, if you believe me to be a servant, go thanking God. It's gone from you. Go up, saying praise be to God. All right, will you come, ladies? You believe me to be the servant of the Lord? We're strangers to each other. God will let you know what's wrong with you. You expect your healing? Survive. Isn't that right? Then you're healed, aren't you? God in the Lord and God, he said, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, ladies. If God will tell me what your trouble is before you get here, will you accept your healing, lady?
Yes.
You will? Our trouble's up to bother you. Is that right? You've got complications too, other things. You believe that Jesus Christ will heal you?
Yes.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may this number one enemy of human life leave this woman. For Jesus Christ's sake, I ask it in his name. Amen. Go happy, and rejoice, and write and tell me about your healing, how God has made you well. All right. Well, you ought to ask me something. Stop there just a minute. When I mention heart trouble to her, a funny feeling come over you, doesn't it? Because you're suffering the same thing. Now go on your road, rejoice, and you feel while you're sitting in your seat there. All right, please. Believe with all your heart now. All right. Come this way. You believe that God will heal you, God, he just makes you go home and be well. You believe with all your heart. Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, go to your room rejoicing. Amen. Believe now with all your heart. Arthritis is an awful thing, isn't it? So it's stomach trouble, but God's a healer of all of it, isn't he? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask God to make you well. Amen. Walk across the platform saying, praise the Lord for my healing. All right. When I mention arthritis to him, a funny feeling come over you, didn't you? Them demons sympathize with each other. You're healed too, as long as you're rejoicing. You don't even have to come here. Your faith has made you whole. Lady, you're coming here about your eyes. You're going blind. It's getting worse all the time. Isn't that right? You're healed now. Go on your road rejoicing, praising and thanking God. Believe with all your heart. Do you believe, my sister, as you come? If God will reveal to me what your trouble, will you accept your healing? You have high blood pressure, for one thing, what's bothering you. You believe that he'll make you well of it? You do. You have trouble on your heart, too. You got something on your heart, some loved one, isn't it? It's a sister. Isn't that right? And she's in the hospital, under oxygen tent, with a heart attack. Go home, lay your hands on her in the name of the Lord Jesus.
No, if you don't believe, you'll never go to believe. The Lord Jesus Christ is here to heal every person in the building. You believe it with all your heart? Do you believe His majesty is here now? Just to go on for hours. Every person that's got high blood pressure, stand to your feet. Every person with high blood pressure. Every person bothered with nervous, stand to your feet right quick. Every person with cancer, stand to your feet right quick. Every person with a sickness of any kind, stand to your feet right quick. Do you believe me? Thank God if He can cast out demons and them standing right here on the platform, can He cast it out there too? Here he is, just moving. Can't you see that light moving around over that building like that? Raise up your hands and give him praise. I'm going to ask God to cleanse everything in here so you can go home perfectly normal and well. Do you believe it? Almighty God, in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, I cast out every evil spirit that's in here on the authority of your word. Satan, you are a loser. You can't hold these people any longer. You're exposed out here tonight, and you can't hold them any longer. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave every one of them. Everybody in here, raise up your hands and go to praising God and thank Him. Cripples, get up off your feet. Get up and walk, you cripples. Blind people, look up. You can see the best in here. Praise Jesus God. He's healed every one of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Let's continue to...